This is KXCI Tucson. You are tuned to Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to sit down and talk with us a bit about their work, their dreams, and music. Joining me in the studio today is Atlee Mulverly. Welcome to KXCI, Atlee.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So what do you do with the U?
I'm majoring in molecular and cellular biology and nutritional sciences with minors in biochemistry and Spanish. I currently work in Dr. Paul Langlis's lab on top of other extracurricular activities as well. At the moment, I am a part of the undergraduate biology research program, or also known as UBURP, and have been doing that all summer and throughout the school year as well.
And what kinds of things are you researching?
As a big picture topic, we look at type 2 diabetes or insulin resistance. I really took interest in that because my sister was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was in high school. And so really my big goal was to get involved with endocrinology and the world of diabetes. And that's kind of how I stumbled upon Dr. Paul Langlis's lab. And so we are looking at what goes wrong in the cell with type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance, so why insulin is not helping to assist in the uptake of glucose or sugar into the cell. We really have been looking at cellular components like microtubules and actin and what goes wrong in the transport of certain proteins up to the cell membrane to get glucose into the cell.
Microtubules.
Yes, microtubules. It's a long filament made up of these little dimers, and so it's kind of like the traffic system for the cell, you could say. There's proteins that move along it to get to the plasma membrane or the periphery of the cell, and then to get back to the middle of the cell. So it's kind of just like a little roadway for proteins to move along. These proteins, they have to travel from the center of the cell to get to the cell membrane to insert themselves in the cell membrane. So that way the glucose can enter through them. So their glucose travels through that protein.
So the protein kind of functions as the welcoming committee.
Yeah, and that protein is known as GLUT4. And so GLUT4 is kind of this transmembrane protein to allow the glucose to come in. But looking at type 2 diabetes, there's something in this process that goes wrong. Your cell actually goes resistant to the insulin signal for the glucose to be brought into the cell, but your body is still producing this insulin. Right now, we're actually starting a new project that's super exciting, quantitative proteomics, which is looking at the different proteins that are present in two different cell types to try to determine what possibly could be involved in a cell that is capable of this. And then that might help us down the road look at insulin resistant cells or type 2 diabetic cells, and maybe that protein won't be expressed in these cells. So that's kind of our next project.
The work that you're doing is really important. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it is really, I just have a passion for diabetes, and that's what I hope to do in the future as well, is stay in this field. I also work for Arizona Health Zone. We kind of look at preventing type 2 diabetes at a young age by giving nutrition lessons to elementary school kids.
What do you think your plans are for the future?
I hope to become a physician, and actually, as you can probably tell, I hope to become an endocrinologist and go down that field. And I would really love to do in pediatrics as well, since I love working with kids and my sister. I've really gotten to see the struggle that diabetes can bring to children. So actually, doctors at the moment, and I think there's a big movement towards more training for doctors, but they have very, very limited training in nutrition. And I have looked into a fruits and vegetable prescription program where doctors are kind of almost prescribing fruits and vegetables to be proactive with type 2 diabetes. And that's a program I think is really awesome, because I think that diabetes is something that relies so heavily, even type 1, which you can't necessarily prevent. It's still, nutrition is a great therapy for it.
I love the idea of like the doctors of the future. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
What kind of music do you like to listen to? Do you ever listen to music?
I usually listen to Phineas or Louis Capaldi, are two of my favorite artists at the moment.
Thank you so much for coming to Thesis Thursdays, and thank you for your time. It was great talking with you, Atlee.
Yes, thank you so much.